There's a new album paying tribute to the songs co-written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin. The album is called Two Rooms. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review. The album features a long roster of rock stars interpreting the songs. Here's Eric Clapton doing his version of Border Song.
It is time to rescue Elton John from his admirers. When I first heard about the release of Two Rooms, I thought, great, an excuse to talk about what a good pop musician Elton John is and how underrated he's become over the past decade or so. But upon hearing this star-studded botch, I come to express dismay. They just don't get it. Almost none of them. Not Eric Clapton, not Phil Collins, not George Michael, and certainly not the Beach Boys. They don't seem to understand why Elton John has recorded some of the most intensely enjoyable songs in modern popular music.
Tonight, just let the curtains close in silence. Tonight, one night approach with less defiance. The man would love to see you smile.
That's George Michael's lugubrious version of a mediocre Elton John song, Tonight, from Elton's absolute worst album, Blue Moves, in 1976, just before the Sex Pistols and punk rock arrived to bury Elton as a pop artist who mattered. What both George Michael and the punks deny Elton is his sense of humor and energy, his limitless capacity to enjoy the creation of catchy songs and to sing them in a highly idiosyncratic style. One of the very few performers who understands this is Kate Bush, who applies her own amusing mannerisms to Rocket Man.
I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
Kate Bush's shrewd interpretation is the exception here. In song after song, Elton's friends drain the life out of his music. Even worse, they do what Elton never did. They take the absurdly overblown lyrics of Bernie Taupin seriously. They sing them as if they contained wisdom instead of bombast. I'll give you a specific example of what distinguishes an Elton performance from those of his admirers. The English singer Olita Adams does a version of Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. It's not even a bad performance. In fact, compared to the Beach Boys' cretinous romp through Crocodile Rock, Adams sounds like a genius. But it still misses the essence of Elton. Listen to this bit of the song's final verse.
Thank you.
now then. Listen to the way Elton John sang that song in 1974, to the way he took hold of Bernie Taupin's maudlin lines and swung them around. Listen in particular to the way he slurs the word discard. There's no earthly reason why Elton John should say, "Don't discard me," like a lovesick sap on a bender, except that it probably seemed emotionally right to him at the time. And the force of his delivery convinces you that, yeah, that's the way that word should be pronounced in that song. It's the difference between a good pop performance and a great one, a distinction that Two Rooms doesn't make nearly often enough.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.